Okay, everybody, say we're going to start. So if you have Mishnah Berurah available, or if you have the booklet which was sent out, so there are two main pieces in the Mishnah Berurah. The first one is in Siman Taf Nun Gimel, Sif Dalet. So let's see the language of the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see some of the points here in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. Hachitim Shoysin Behem Matzas Mitzvah. The chitin which we're going to use for matzah's mitzvah, which means the matzah which we eat by the Seder in Eretz Yisrael, that's one night. In Chutz Lars, that's two nights. Toiv l'shomem shlo yipla aleihem mayim mishas ksira. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is, it's appropriate, it's good. It's not a chiyuv gomer. It's a maila to use matzah, which is shmur mishas ksira. In general, which we say when we say we're using matzah shmura, nowadays, it says on the box, matzah shmura, that means it's matzah which is shmura mishas ketzira. In general, nowadays, almost, as far as I know, always, but I can't say definitively, hand matzah is always shmur mishas ketzira. So the reason why it's so expensive is because you're already having mashkichim dealing with it from before the ketzira, because they go and they cut it off when it's not fully ripe. So already they're checking it out before they cut it to make sure that it's not ripe yet. Then there is the process of storing it in a way which is a valid shmirah. We'll talk about that. And then you have the individuals that you're paying for doing all of the work by hand. There's one more consideration that they actually take into consideration nowadays. We had a problem a few years ago that we don't put any salt into the dough which you make matzah out of, because we have a shear of chimutz. We don't know what the effect of salt is. Maybe adding salt changes the time that it takes for chimutz, and it will hasten the chimutz time. What about if the ground that the wheat is growing in has a lot of salt in the soil, and the grain ends up picking up a certain amount of that saltiness, and the grain actually has a salt content in the grain, which actually happened in Arizona a few years ago. One of the places that they grow wheat is in Arizona. The mile of that is that it doesn't really rain too much, and you irrigate it, so you have much more control over the effect of the water. And it turned out the fields had been very, very dry that year, and there was a certain amount of saltiness in the soil which had actually risen up into the grain itself, together with the nutrients going up from the ground. Some of the saltiness and the water being taken out of the ground, it took some of the saltiness with it into the grain. The grain actually tasted salty. So they realized that they need to check the soil as well, make sure you're getting a field which is acceptable. So we're doing a lot of work on that respect. And then, obviously, all the people involved want to make a little bit of a parnasa for themselves. And that's why your quote-unquote shur matzah is more expensive than the machine matzah, where the machine is doing a lot of the work. Machine shmur means it's shmur mishas ksira, just like the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. That doesn't make a difference. And nowadays, the minhag, when we say the word shmur, we mean shmur mishas ksira. That applies to machine shmur as well. The only difference is that the processes later on were done by machine. Ulapachis mishas tchina. If you can't have shmur mishas kitzira, which would be the opinion of the Rif, you can follow the opinion of mishas tchina, which the Rosh mentioned was the opinion of one of the goyim there. Mishas tchak mutalikach kemach min hashuk, which they quoted in the name of the Shiltis, that you can buy kemach min hashuk. Again, nowadays that's not relevant. You can't go buy flour from the market and use it, because there are processes done to the flour which introduce it to water. We have to be concerned about potential chometz. Most of us are not making our own matzah in that respect. My mother-in-law, Leah Shalom, described to me that, you know, back in Shtetl, they would take the bakery, the big bakery oven of the city, and they would kosher it out, and then each family had their day to come and to make matzahs, and you would have to buy flour. and they had flour available to buy, you'd have to buy flour and you would make matzahs. So the family was actually making the matzah. So what flour you were using really was a little bit up to you to choose, whether it was you got flour, which is Shurim Mishas Ksira, which in general was not so available. They had flour, which is Shurim Mishas Tchina, and the Kevim and Ashuk, which already in the time of the Taz, etc., that he was already discouraging using that. Okay. Now the language of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're not mechuyav to use Shomer Mishas Ksira, it's Toiv. Take a look at the Bir Halacha, Toiv L'Shomron, Mishas Ksira. So he brings, V'das Pri Chodesh L'Achriya D'Shimer Mishas Ksira Midinahu V'Likuva Afilo B'Diyavet. So the Pri Chodesh disagrees and says, no, the din of Shomer Mishas Ksira for the purpose of Matzah's Mitzvah, not for the whole Pesach, but the purpose of Matzah's Mitzvah is not just Toiv, but that's the Ikar Psak of the Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold that you need Shomer Mishas Ksira for the Matzah's Mitzvah. Ushmartim as a Matzah means the whole time. From the time that any potential chometz is possible, you have to do some level of shmira. So that means Shomer Mishas Ksira. Okay, the word of Nimsa become a Rishonim, the Shomer Mishas Ksira. Okay. Now, Va'af de'im lo yimsa Matzah she Shomer Mishas Ksira. Me'es Ksira. The shame matzah, bevada yut nuchalis mechaldasa shulchan aruch levarach birchas achilas matzah. So, can I make a bracha about achilas matzah? My matzah is not shmur mishas ksira. Yes, you could. You can rely on the opinion of the shulchan aruch that you make the bracha. Mikomachem lechatkila bevada yinochem lehachmir the matzah shal mitzvah likach davka matzah shmur meis ksira. So, even though you can rely on the shulchan aruch, but since the Pri Chodesh and others say that this is a Ma'aka Mikra Adina, that you have to have Shomer Mishas Ksira, and many Rishonim weren't like that, therefore, it's definitely appropriate to be Machmer for the Matzah Shal Mitzvah to use Shomer Mishas Ksira. U'b'shem Agro Heviyu, Gam Ken Shehichmer Ma'od, Shalachu Rak Masha Shomer Mishas Ksira. The Gro takes it a step weiter, says he would only use Shomer Mishas Ksira, not only for the night of Pesah, the night of the Seder, but who are your nizim b'zeh kol yimei haPesach? He extended it to all of Pesach. V'tam shem yard aleihem mayim b'mechuber la'achar shenizyah b'shatvu. And he said the reason was he was worried was that which the Gemara did not require shmur mishas ksira, and the Rishonim did not require that, was living in lands where in the summertime it did not rain. You pretty much guarantee that there's no rain the whole summertime. But you're living in a place where there's rain all the time. You never know that you can be confident that from the time where the growth of the grain is completed, that the rain didn't fall on it. It's very possible rain fell, and we'll see later on in Siman Tov Samach Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch points out that even though there's an assumption in halacha that grain which is attached to the ground will not become chometz, it's only when it's still growing. But once it stopped growing, like we mentioned 2 days ago, once it stopped growing, even though it's attached to the ground, chometz is possible. If you live in a land where it's raining all the time, if you're not shomer mishas ksira, it's very possible you have such grain. Whereas they lived in lands where in the summertime there was very little rain, and that it would finish growing in the summertime, so and then you would harvest it later in the summer, and then you would... So then you'd store it. It was not getting any rain. So you can be pretty confident that your first concern about rain, about water being near the grain, was Mishas Tchina or Mishas Lisha. But where we live, the Gros says, it's much more of a problem. And therefore he says, not only do you have a concern of Shmur, the Shem Mitzvah, but you have a concern with actual chometz, that maybe it's actually chometz. And that's a chashash, obviously, all 7 days. Okay, so that's the chumra of the Gros. The Gra undertook that extra chumra for himself. Now later on in Siman Tov Samach, he's going to add the other point that we said from the Gra, that the Gra says you're Yotze Mitzvah, so you want it to be Shmur Mishas Ksira because of the Mitzvah element. So that's the point he says later on in Tov Samach. But over here, he doesn't touch that point. He just says because of there's an actual concern of chimots as far as he's concerned. Okay, now let's say you don't accept that Chashash of the Gra, and we're not worried about that. But for the matzah's mitzvah, Bir Lacha is making a strong case that a chachila person should do use shmur mishas ksira for the matzahs of the Seder. Now that can be matzahs which are hand matzahs or machine matzahs as long as they say shmura on them. In machine matzahs, you actually get three types of matzahs. I just want to clarify what those are. In machine matzahs, you get three types of matzahs. You can get shmura machine matzahs. You can get non-shmura 18 minutes matzah. And you can get what's called non-shmura and non-18 minute matzah. So what's this 18 minute thing? The Gemara says that the time it takes for a dough to rise and become chametz is the time it takes to walk a mill. So the Gemara gives it in the measurement of time based on how long it takes to walk a certain distance. How long does it take to walk a mill? So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that the time it takes to walk a mill is 18 minutes. The Gemara says that Ben Hashemosh is 4 mil after sunset. So 4 times 18 is 72. That's where the idea of 72 minutes comes from, based on the Shulchan Aruch's calculation that a mil is 18 minutes. So the Gemara says very clearly that if you leave dough and just let it sit without doing anything to it, you have to be concerned, you have to assume that after 18 minutes, the dough has become chametz. Now, if you're working the dough, then you're guaranteed that that's not going to, the more says, as long as you're working the dough and you're working with it, it will not become chametz, even if it takes longer than 18 minutes. But if you just let it sit 18 minutes, already it's going to become chametz. That's at room temperature. If the temperature is increased, the chametz process will go more quickly. So if a person touches the dough and his hands are warm, you might actually hasten the chametz process. So because of this consideration, you'll go to watch matzah baking. Every 18 minutes, they're going to change everything. So during the time that a batch of dough, which is made into matzah, takes about 3-4 minutes. From the time that you add the water, you mix the dough, you roll it out, you put the holes in, you put it into the oven to bake, it takes about 3 minutes. So that's much less than 18 minutes. But there's always a concern that maybe some little pieces of dough fell off and they're found in the cracks and crevices on the table or on the rolling pin or on the person's hand under his fingernails. So every 18 minutes they stop the process and they clean everything. Either they wipe it down, all of the workers have to wash their hands and scrub under their fingernails. They're checked again by the mashgiach before they go back to work. That's the idea of 18-minute matzahs. Every 18 minutes, everything has changed. Now, it doesn't mean that your matzah took 18 minutes to make. Your matzah could take a much briefer time to make. But every 18 minutes, they would stop the process. Let's say you don't stop the process. You say, maybe there's some dough which is problematic. Well, chances are that based on the rules of Bittul, that dough is fine. The rules of Bittul would say that it's Bittul. It's going to be, it's main b'minoy, which made a rice is Bittul b'roiv, made a bun you need shishim, mistam you had shishim, etc. Is there a chumra by Pesach that Bittul b'roiv, that the dinim of Bittul do not work? So during Pesach itself, Bittul doesn't work. Min b'minoy, min b'shen b'minoy, it's not Bittul, even b'shishim. What about someone who came Bittul before Pesach, which then doesn't have that chumra? Does it retain its status of being Bittul during Pesach? Makloikis. So if you're having 18-minute machine matzah, you're saying we don't want to rely on that it's okay. What we want to do is stop the whole process every 18 minutes, clean out the machine, whether that's done by hand or by a machine, etc. There are different ways of doing it. And that's 18-minute machine matzah. It's not necessarily shmur mishas ksira, but it's 18 minutes. That means every 18 minutes, the process is stopped, and they clean out everything. So you're losing a lot of time and you have manpower involved. So the price is going to go up because you're not making as much. You're losing time. You have manpower involved in doing it, etc. Let's say you want to rely on the opinion that Bittul works. It's a focus, mirabonon. You want to rely on that opinion. So then you can let the machine go the whole day. That's standard matzah. That's why you walk into the supermarket and you see this matzah, which, it's a dollar a box, a pound box. Pesach matzah, OUP, Aviv matzah. $1 a box. I'm paying, you know, $29 a box. They're paying $1 a box. The answer is that it's not Shmur B'Shas Ksiva, number one. Number two, it's not even 18-minute matzahs. They don't stop the process every 18 minutes. They let it go and it just goes the whole day. So that's the cheapest matzah. Obviously, that matzah is not Shmur B'Shas Ksiva. Now, what about, can we argue that a different argument that relying on kulas in regards to the bittul is chesaron and shmira? Obviously, if you're relying, means saying, I don't know for sure, but bittul says it's okay, means you weren't watching it. Because you'd be watching it, you wouldn't have to rely on bittul. Right? If you have a person standing over your machine and being able to check every single spot to make sure that none of the dough ever gets caught on the side, and just sitts there and eventually becomes chomet and then gets mixed back in, well, that's shmira. Your job is to make sure it doesn't become chomet. So the Shalom Meshia was asked this question, and the Shalom Meshia said, as far as he's concerned, if you're going to rely on dinim of bittul, etc., it's not called shmura. Now, the poskim disagree with him in regards to shmura mishas ksira, because it's not a real chashash of chomet. But once it's mishas lisha, where your mom is dealing with dough rising, so even though you can rely on kulas, etc., it doesn't have a din of shmura. So it's not even considered a shmura mishas lisha. So that matzah, which is not 18-minute matzah, you cannot use for the Seder. You can't make a brach by lechilas matzah, and it's not even shmur mishas lisha, according to the opinion of the Shalom Meshia. The other person disagreed with him, but they in regards to shmur mishas ksira, or shmur mishas tchina, but regards to shmur mishas lisha, there are many person which have said that he would be right in his argument. So Pasha is a person should not say the bracha alakilas matzah on such matzah. Let's say it's 18-minute matzah. So you are keeping your job. You're making sure that nothing becomes chometz, because nothing becomes chometz for 18 minutes. And every 18 minutes, you're getting rid of any dough which is there. So you're making sure there's nothing becoming chometz. So that's a form of shmira. It's shmur mishas lisha, right? Can you make a bracha on shmur mishas lisha? The Mishnah Berurah, or the Bir Halacha's lashon is Mishmur Mishas Tchina. You can be set on the Shulchan Aruch to make Alechilas Matzah. It sounds like the Shmur Mishas Lisha, he doesn't want to do that. Your 18-minute matzah is not necessarily Shmur Mishas Tchina. It's Shmur Mishas Lisha. Well, it is, because we don't buy Kemach Menashuk anymore nowadays, because the standard flour is there's a real chashash chometz. So you have to either get it as grain, or have it specially processed for you, and then you get it delivered to you. So that's called Shmur Mishas Tchina. So 18-minute matzah is Shmur Mishas Tchina, and it's considered Shmur even in regards to you're not relying on any kulas of bitzel, etc., so you can make a bracha alachilas matzah on that. So you have to get at least 18-minute matzah. And preferably you should get what's called matzah shmur, which means it's shmur mishas ksira, which the Shulchan Aruch is saying it's toiv, and the Bir Halacha is saying that not only is it toiv, but actually there's a strong argument that that's mikra adin. Okay. Now, next Bir Halacha says, you should lead hamishas tchina. V'imutal ishloach kemach shmura al aban, v'li shemar yisrael. Can you send the kemach shmura on the train? The ban is the train, so you pack it up and you put it in the packet section, and there's no shomer there. So I'm a sefer toiv sefer Yerushalayim. She mistabek b'zeh. Da'afto nochash lachlufe will read us kshamim. We're not worried about rain getting in. We're not worried about somebody exchanging your flour for other flour. Because welcome shmira lehedyaloi havi rachmona amar ushmartem. V'imkain efshes ein kadai lishloach b'li shomer. So he really feels that you would need to have a shemer watching over the matzah. Watching over the flour. Once you made it to matzah, actually, there's no shemer anymore. Once it's made it to matzah, it can't become chometz anymore. So it comes out, the shemer is more chomer before you make the matzah than after you make the matzah. People would almost think, you know, if you don't think about it, you say, well, you want to make sure that keep an eye on the matzahs. Well, it's just flour. Don't worry about the flour. And actually, it's the opposite. That's not true. That the flour, you have to be shomer because there's a potential of chimutz. Once it's made into matzah, there's no potential of chimutz anymore. You don't have to watch it anymore. You might want to watch it practically to make sure it doesn't become broken or you know something of that sort. But mitzvah halacha shmira, there's no din of shmira anymore. Shmira ends for the, at the moment you made into you finish making the matzah. Okay. Now, take a look at Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph. Shoyisim and matzah mitzvah. Rutz Lomer hamatzah shoychlin b'shtei halelos harishonos the kind by mitzvahs berav toichlin matzahs. Heim shrichim shmir yaseira. So those need shmir. There's no reason to believe it's become chometz. We have a general rule in Yisurim. Don't ask questions. If there's no reason to believe there's a problem, maybe there's a problem. No, but that's not enough. Tzorach shmir yaseira the same matzahs mitzvahs matzah. The chiyuv shmartim is a matzahs. That is shor sheyishmer l'shem matzah. So the din of shmira. The shame matzah's mitzvah. Okay. The in Chav Dalid, Mr. Burr says, Shmura Mishas Lisha. So how does that work? Samchina Hani Poiskin Basirlo the Iker Shmira Hu Milisha Veilich. Once you made it, you added water, you have an actual active potential for chometz, so you have to be shomer, make sure it doesn't become chometz. L'shem matzah's mitzvah. V'kadam Lisha Lo Be'inan Sheyishmer Lehedya. So they hold beforehand. Why should I be worried about the possibility of chimutz? Where does the real possible chimutz come? Once you add the water and it can actually become chametz. So the Torah says, "Ushmartim asamatzes." Make sure it doesn't become chametz, and that means not just it shouldn't become chametz because it's a chi of lav, but actively be shomer et l'shem mitzvah matzah. Okay, even for us. Which we somebody's being machmer on shmur mishas ksira. If it's sealed, you did that, and then you seal it and put it in a place where there's no reason to believe any water gets there. That's a valid shmira. You don't need to have a mashkiach standing there by the flower every single second from the time you store it until you make the matzahs. At the moments where you're checking the field, when the moment of, when you're being kaitzer it, it's out in the open. Things can happen, so you need a mashkiach there. They have to decide which go through the wheat, and they're experts of which flour, which grain is not fully grown and is acceptable, which one is ready to grown too much and we're worried about it, etc. Then you store it properly in a place where the water can't get to it. You're not mechir the machzik reyesa. Even the lidan, you know, you hold the mishur mishas ksira. You're not mechir the machzik reyesa. But in a case where essentially something could happen, just it's not necessarily so probable, you haven't done an active process of guaranteeing it to be safe, that you would need some type of shmira. That's the case of the Bir Locha of sending on the bomb, because it's really out of your hands, and who knows what could happen to it. But if I have control over it, I seal it up in a way where it's going to be, that nothing could happen to it, that's a form of shmira, and that's sufficient. So that's the point that we want to see in Tafton Gimel. In Taf Samach, when he talks about making the, in Taf Samach, he talks about making the matzahs. So that's the next page in your booklet. Ein loshen matzahs mitzah, loifen asa ayadei ein yehudi, lo ayadei cherishat v'katan. So the din of lishma requires kavana. So you need somebody who has the status of having kavanah. So Katan doesn't have das, and a Yehudi, even though he has das, we're not confident he's actually thinking for the right purpose. Okay, so this is only for the matzah's mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Beis points out other matzahs ain't tzrichim shimur l'shem mitzvah, rak shizor shelo yiyeh behem chashash chimutz. The matzah's mitzvah, that requires this shmir l'shem mitzvah. But all other matzahs, as long as you have set up a system which you feel confident that there's no reason to believe that it became chometz, that's good enough. Ach yisil kadoshim hein menogu lasa shmir l'shem matzah b'chol ha-matzahs. But the minhag which we have is we use all of the matzahs. We do a shemur l'shem the same mitzvah. Now, from what point? He didn't say what point. From Mishas Lisha, that's a form of Shemur, Mishas Tchina, or Mishas Ksira. He doesn't say. In the Bir Halacha, okay, we're not going to have time to do all the points over here. The Bir Halacha, he brings the opinion of the Gra, and he says the reason why the Gra was noig Mishas Ksira, because he holds that you're going to get the mitzvah. So it's the in the Bir Halacha on the bottom of the page, Matzis Mitzvah. He brings the Rambam, and the Rambam I mentioned to you last time, the Rambam sounds like that any Kazayas of Matzah you eat the night of Pesach, you become a mitzvah. So you want to shmir on all of them if possible. And then he brings on the bottom line, he brings the Chayolim, Shekosav, the Groh, Hayamakon, Moj, Ashimur, Bechol, the next page, Hamatzah, Shachal, Ben, Bechol, Pesach. Says, and that's the opinion of the Rabbi Magid, that you're Mekayim the mitzvah, not just the night of Pesach, but any matzah that you eat, you're going to Mekayim the mitzvah. So, different than what he said before, the reason is because you're worried about chometz, is because you want to be Mekayim mitzvahs. For that, you need Lishma Mamish. In the long Bir Halacha, he introduces the possibility that there are actually two dinim of Shemira. There is a negative Shemira concept, which means you have to make sure, you have to feel confident that it's not Mishas Ksira, you don't need Lishma, Mishay Matzah Mitzah. You don't actually need a Lishma. What you need to do is make sure that it's safe. You have responsibility to make sure that it's safe. You're responsible for that. Once Lisha takes place, it's not just enough to you need to actively think, I'm doing this for the purpose to use this for Matzah Mitzah. So it's a different type of Kavanah. That the Reb Chaim Brisker mentioned that there are two different types of Kavanah in the din of matzah, mishtemeres l'shem matzah. So, the nafkamina is that last part, doing by machine, is questionable, because can you actively have lishma when your machine is doing it, not you? Or only the person who's doing it can think, I'm doing this for the purpose of the shem matzah mitzvah. Mashenken, if I want the everything which I'm processing, I'm overseeing it and making sure that it doesn't come chometz. So I'm doing that. I'm keeping an eye to make sure that everything is okay. That's already the mitzvah shmartim is a matzah. So even though the machine is doing it, as long as I'm watching over it, that's good enough. Whereas in the last step of the process, that's not enough. You need an active lishma. Now, if any brings a chedusha ritva, and then with that, we'll end the share. I see there's one question. Just 1 second. Okay. When does the dinner of Lishma start from? So that's what we're trying to clarify. So there could be there's two dinner of Lishma. Okay. So there's two dinim of lishma. One is the lishma, which starts already mishas ksira, according to one opinion, that you need to be keeping in mind to make sure everything is okay. That's all you have to do. Make sure everything is okay. So you can do that actively. You can set up a system which guarantees that should be okay. And that's all forms of shmira, right? The same way you want to be shomer somebody's money, you can watch it actively, or you can put it in whatever halacha is considered a safe way of storing it. That's called shmira. But then there's the second din of lishma, which means that you have to do it l'shem matzah mitzvah. That's b'shas lisha ve'elech. That's the idea that the Tanna suggests. The Bir Halacha at the end introduces the following thought. There's a concept of stama lishma. So he brings a ritva that, let's say that you're making the matzah and you forgot to say the shem mitzvah matzah. But you're using the flour, which it's from the time it's been cut, its purpose was for the purpose of matzah mitzvah. It's clear from the whole process that the goal over here is to make matzah mitzvah. That's what you're doing over here. So can you say stam lishma? Mestam it's omer to be done, be considered lishma. So you find such a concept by Karbonis, the Moran Zvachim and Beis says that an animal which you already were makdash at l'shem zevach, and you brought it to the base of mikdash, see, even though there's a din of lishma, you have to think lishma, l'shem korban, it's automatic. Because obviously that's what you're doing. What else are you doing? You're not shechting at l'shem having lunch, right? By this point in time, you've established a stam lishma concept. So he grapples with, do you have a stam lishma? And he brings from Ritva that if he still did the lisha, even if he did not think beferish l'shem mitzvah, so shimer the ksira, there's no din stam lishma. I don't know why you're being cursed or something. That you have to decide. This, I'm being sure of this, use it for matzah's mitzvah. But the shimer of leisha already, by that point, by the time you get the leisha already, it's automatic, this concept. Okay, so we've clarified some of the points. One last point, if you can indulge me for a moment. Let's say a person was always makpid to have matzah shmura, and he can't get matzah shmura. So for the Seder, that's going to be a big challenge, really, because we're saying, really, you need at least 18 minute matzah, preferably matzah shmura. He was makpid to use it for the whole Pesach, because like Mishnah Berurah brings, there was a minhag Yisroel Kedoshim that they were annoying to use it for the whole all of Pesach, like the Gro, etc. But he can't get that. Is he mechuyev to be matzah neder? So the Shari Tshuva in Tuflim Gimel on the Sif Dalet has a long, it's actually in your Mishnah Berurah, if you have Mishnah Berurah in front of you, it's not in the booklet, it's at page Mem Tes. He brings from the Pri Chodesh says that's like it's like a Milsa Yaseira does not have a bit of a minute, you're not mechuyev to continue it. But then he brings from the Birkei Yosef, says that no, you need to do Hataras Adorim, and therefore it's very good if a person starts doing it, a person should speak out. He's not, does not mean the shame and netter. When you're matur, you matur with Charata. So the Nusach of the Charata, if necessary, a person needs to do that, and we spoke about that the person is not being mescharit on what he did, he's being mescharit on the netter element of it. So he's being mescharit, he's regretting the fact that he wasn't careful to speak up the netter. So the person says, I regret the fact that when I undertook this, to do this, I did not speak up the netter. And had I realized that by not speaking up the netter, I would have become a netter, I would have spoken up the netter. And then the materium is saying, mutalach, 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 three times, and that's all you need to do. You don't, that whole nusach which you have in Torah Sodom, Erev Rosh Hashanah, is not relevant for these purposes. So you need three male adults sitting together. and that's the language that you say. You regret the fact that you did not speak up the netter. And had, number, that's first your first sentence. Your second sentence is, had you realized that by not speaking up the netter would have become a netter, you would have spoken up the netter. That's your second sentence. And the materium say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. So this year, some people already have asked me that they're having difficulty getting shmura matzah, even though they're normally to only use shmura matzah with all the Pesach. So they should try to be matzah neder. What should you use if you can't get shmura matzah? So you definitely, it's much stronger in halacha, extremely stronger in halacha. That we do not rely on the bittul from before Pesach. That's a kula which we prefer not to rely on. So the 18 minute matzah does not rely on that. The stam matzah, the stam machine matzah does rely on that. Really, person preferably should not use that. It's not chametz. You can order it on Pesach. It's not a problem. You don't have to sell it. We're not worried about chametz. But mitzad dinei shmira, etc. It's not called shmira. Good iron, it's not called shmira. And a person should preferably not use that on Pesach at all. If a person doesn't have any option, so Mishas Zadchak, Rasemach on that, that's the only food he has available. So he would eat that. There are some people, I'll just close with this, which are they only eat matzah the night of the Seder, but they're so worried about the potential of chametz, they don't eat matzah the rest of Pesach. I think it's a brisker chumra, some briskers are makkah on that. In that Shari Tshuva, he mentioned such a minute, that there's people who would only pay for the rest of Pesach, they wouldn't eat any, they wouldn't get near matzah. They were so worried about the chashash chimas, they wouldn't eat matzah all the Pesach except for the night of the city. You have to eat matzah. And it gets discussed as if there's no food available, the only available is matzah, you have to eat matzah neder. So he discusses that case. If that's your minig, kadosh yer maloi, I don't get. I would not advise somebody to undertake such a minute like that. Everybody say thank you for joining. Have a good night. Next week we'll start a new topic to be determined. Call to.